For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is looking into the allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh that have been made by a former classmate at Yale. Her attorney says the FBI wants to talk to her. Deborah Ramirez says she will cooperate, answering questions about her claims that Kavanaugh exposed himself.
That's an interesting development.
Former FBI Assistant Director Ron Hosko.
If the FBI gets some detail from Ms. Ramirez, some additional information from her, like other people who were present, had knowledge of, who she might have spoken with immediately after the alleged event.
They're having questions about whether the new investigation would include claims made by women other than Christine Blasey Ford. Kavanaugh denies the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Another shark attack, but this time in Southern California. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
A 13-year-old was diving for lobsters at Beacons Beach in San Diego County when he suffered several bites.
The shark was seen in the water by the bystanders. They weren't sure exactly what type of shark it was.
Marine Safety Department spokesman Larry Giles says the beach is closed for 48 hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Damaged roads are hampering rescuers on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, where a tsunami and earthquake have killed hundreds of people. Indonesia's National Disaster Agency says nearly 400 people were killed in the city of Palu alone. Emergency response has been impossible in some areas where roads are impassable, as well as telecommunications, which are knocked out. They're also experiencing strong aftershocks. According to officials, many people were celebrating at a beach festival when the tsunami struck. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
NATO defense spending is up, with more on why and how it happened. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NATO allies are stepping up their commitments to defense spending and giving some of that credit to President Trump. Rick Grenell is a U.S. ambassador to Germany. He joined Fox Business.
It's been the U.S. policy for a long time to ask for more NATO spending. We've been asking. It's only under President Trump that it started to increase. This is hundreds of millions of dollars that will now go for defense throughout Europe because of President Trump's commitment to not give in to the roar of the crowd to say, talk more softly or don't press them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In a survey reported on Bloomberg from Bankrate.com, it was found the lowest income households spend a disproportionate amount of money on government-run lotteries. With more on the story, here's Don Clements.
Almost 3 in 10 Americans in the lowest income bracket play the lottery at least once a week. According to Chuck Bentley of Crown Financial, that amount adds up.
The average low-earning household in America is spending $412 annually to buy those tickets. That's about 2.5% of their take-home pay.
Bentley has a better idea for that money.
Put $412 a year aside, do that 3 times, 3 years in a row, and you'll be in the top 50% of savers in the United States.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.